You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio once again. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Christopher Jackson, the Director of Marketing and Branding for College Hunks Hauling Junk and College Hunks Moving. His role is to support franchisee and franchisor marketing activities by managing and developing local and national campaigns. Mr. Jackson, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. So what is your role exactly at College Hunks Hauling Junk? And I love the name of the company.
So my role actually is somewhat divided into three parts. So there's the consumer marketing that we do at the corporate level, our national brand marketing, brand development. And then there's the consumer marketing that we do at the franchise level, which a lot of which takes place at the local level. So a lot of that involves vendor selection, systems development, training, optimizing, coaching, really just getting everybody motivated and engaged so that they're doing the things they need to do at the local level to grow their business. And the third aspect of it is marketing for recruiting new franchise owners to come in and own the next College Hunks franchise location.
So as a franchise, what challenges do you face in building a cohesive brand?
Those challenges are always out there. I mean, one, you're dealing with 42 very distinct personalities. So, in our case, we have 42 franchises that are active right now. So you have 42 very distinct personalities that are owners of their own small business, but operate under, a system that's developed by the College Hunks brand. So obviously, communication is one of the biggest challenges when it comes to consistency, because if we're sitting in an office in our headquarters here in Tampa, Florida, and we come up with the greatest plan in the world, if that plan doesn't get communicated out, trained, and coached to the franchise owners and down to their teams, then it's not going to be implemented at the level where it actually affects the client experience. And that's really where we need that consistency we need it to extend all the way down to the moment that the team show up at the client's house or the office that they're doing service for, all the way to the end of the service and beyond. Every time that they engage with us, we want them to have that consistent experience. So communication is definitely number one in that department.
What role does company culture play in the branding?
Company culture is a huge part of what allows us to develop that consistency, actually, because if you're dealing with, 42 franchise owners, but they each have 10 to 15 people or more on their staff. So you're dealing with, 400, 500 or more people that you need to be able to actually essentially think from one mind. And we have our mottos, our taglines that we use internally, like one hunk, one heartbeat, and teamwork makes the dream work. And basically, it sounds cliche, but really those are the types of mentalities that we need our teams to have. And in order for that to happen, it's all about developing a company culture that puts everyone on the same page so that everyone thinks through the process from that cultural standpoint instead of from a what's in it for me standpoint or what's in it for my location. If you're talking from a franchise perspective, if you have that culture, developed, then you're going to have a bunch of people that are essentially of one mind, someone who can almost make the decision that you would have made as the owner of the company or as the owner of the franchise at the local level.
Today we're joined by Mr. Christopher Jackson, the Director of Marketing and Branding for College Hunks Hauling Junk and College Hunks Moving, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Jackson, at College Hunks, what are ways that you help build and maintain a unique company culture?
We do a lot of different things. One of the things that we have, when our teams go out to a service and they complete a service, they let the client know that they can go online and place a vote for any of the team members in our Hunk of the Semester contest. So we try and bring not only through the verbiage, but we try and bring through the whole experience that sense of of university and of competition, but of co-opetition. So we want our teammates out there supporting each other in terms of generating those sorts of votes. We give them opportunities to, I mean, the real, at the local level and at the national level as well. Let me take a step back for a second and tell you a little bit about my story, because that really explains it. My experience with this company is the definition of how the company culture, it comes to life for an employee. And I started back in Raleigh, North Carolina, 4.5 years ago as a wingman, lowest rung on the totem pole on the truck at our Raleigh franchise. Ended up becoming a captain there, then an assistant manager, a general manager, eventually running that franchise for about 1.5 years before I wrote a proposal to the owners, Nick and Omar, and the director of operations, Stephen Nichols, letting them know that I wanted to be involved on the corporate side of the operation and that I thought there was a lot that I could bring to the table, help the franchises run more efficiently, help develop the brand, that I could see some long-term opportunity. And they liked the way I thought. So they gave me an opportunity to basically create my own position, and based on the fact that it was one that was needed by the company at that moment in time, that they basically gave me an opportunity to create my position, to see my light at the end of the tunnel, and to see that there was opportunity for me to keep growing. And what that does, you know, in my experience and with, you know, the experience of all the other people that work with and for us around the country, it really gives you a sense of being a part of something and having more of a sense of ownership, whether or not you own stock in the company, you own stock in your position. You have autonomy and accountability that is yours and yours alone. And you figure out, you know, you work with your team, obviously, but we have the opportunity as individuals to figure out how to make this business better. And we treat, you know, each truck that our teams operate on or each business department that we operate in almost as if we're the CEO of our own small company. In fact, Omar Solomon, one of the owners and the current CEO of the company, wrote an article that was published in Time magazine talking about how we don't just have one CEO. We actually have 500 plus CEOs around the country. And that's really what brings that culture to life. That's really what creates that cultural experience for the team members, is knowing that they're a part of something bigger and knowing that they're building something, not only individually, but as a part of a team.
A very inspiring story without a question. It should inspire someone listening in today. What advice would you offer business leaders looking to develop a strong brand?
Well, I would say that, you know, if you want to develop a culture, it can't be about you as the owner, but it also has to start with you as the owner. But it has to be a culture that your teams buy into too. You can't force a culture. I would say that the best advice that I could give to an owner is to really focus on what their teammates, what their employees, what their teammates, what their coworkers really want to get out of their position. How do their personal goals align with the professional goals of not only their position, but of the company as a whole? So some of the bullet points that I would have for entrepreneurs, owners of companies, executives, managers, and just anybody who really is looking to be a great teammate and looking to help motivate and develop their team and build a culture, go from the bottom up, not the top down. And what I mean by that is that you want to engage in the process of developing your brand strategy, your brand culture, and your business as a whole, your client experience. You want to engage everybody in the company in that. That doesn't mean that it's not anarchy. You're not letting every employee define the brand and, you know, everything like that, but it has to be a collection of perspectives, and you're going to get a lot more from your front lines if you honestly ask them for their opinion than if you wait for them to come seek you out to give it to you. Another bullet point that I would have for you is be a great cheerleader, you know, and I'm sure it's not a lot of, maybe the female entrepreneurs have a history of cheerleaders, and maybe some of the male entrepreneurs as well, but we have to learn to be cheerleaders as managers and as good teammates as well. Be the first one to give a high five to a team member when they do something great. Be the first one to encourage that sort of positive behavior, that sort of great client experience, that team atmosphere that you're looking to, you know, that you're looking to bring to your business. Let people grow from their mistakes. That's another big one. Don't train your front lines to be afraid of making or admitting mistakes. see mistakes as opportunities to coach them and train them, and see mistakes as opportunities for learning and growth. Don't teach people that if they make a mistake and then they cover it up and they don't get caught, that everything's okay. But if they get caught, that there's an issue. It's the most freeing thing, and I can say this from personal experience and from the people that I manage, it's the most freeing thing in the world to be able to make a mistake and say, hey, I screwed up. And once you can say that comfortably and not be afraid of the repercussions that are coming, it becomes a learning experience. It becomes something that you never forget. It's something that you hold on to and take with you and carry with you, you know, in your dealings with others. And you give them the same opportunity. It's a pay it forward for entrepreneurs. Also, like I mentioned, you want to give them a light at the end of the tunnel. They have to know, you have to understand what they're, where they see themselves within or outside of your organization in the future, where they're trying to get to. And, you know, provide them a platform or provide them with opportunities, educational opportunities. Maybe you know someone who would be a great mentor for someone that would help them reach where they want to get to. Maybe you know someone that you can connect them with once they're ready to move on from your organization. But if they know that you have their back in that way as a boss, as a manager, as an owner, then they're going to have your back in that way as well. And that's what you need to have a great culture. I already said, you know, go from bottom up, not top down, engage them. But, you know, like, again, I want to repeat, ask them for their advice and let them make decisions. If there's an opportunity, you know, for someone to make a decision, and it's, you can coach them to make the decision that's best for the company, that's helping them learn how to think through the problem. But, you know, don't crush their opportunity to make a decision. Let them have the freedom to make a decision, even if it may not be, in certain cases, the most optimal decision. I think the ROI is still there in terms of empowering and engaging that employee and giving them an opportunity to feel like their decisions matter. That's what is going to teach them to really understand how to think through and work through a decision properly and speak from your culture, speak from your company and on behalf of your company. And also another thing, and the way that we have our marketing plan structured, we've done something that I don't think a lot of companies have done, and we've brought the HR, the typical human resources area, underneath a marketing budget, because we believe that our employees, our team members, are the best marketing tools that we have, the best marketing investment we can make. So we view them as an investment and not a cost. Therefore, we look at it in terms of an ROI, and we bring it under a marketing budget so that it's not some HR budget that's getting arbitrarily cut. If you're going to cut something, cut the print advertising, cut your ad on TV, maybe, you know, depending on your business, obviously. But don't cut your employees down, because they're the ones that are going to really be espousing your brand and espousing your culture, building your culture, and sharing it with your clients on a regular basis.
Really good information. Tell our listeners, Mr. Jackson, where they can get more information about College Hunks Hauling Junk and College Hunks Moving Online.
Well, if you go to our newly launched website at www.collegehunkshaulingjunk.com, you'll be able to find information about the services we offer, about the history of our company, about our brand. If you're interested in employment opportunities at our corporate office or at any of our franchise offices, you'll be able to find that information there as well. You can schedule online, and there's also a ton of information about our franchise opportunities. And we have a lot of great major metro market areas still available in the United States. We've opened up Canada to franchising as well. We're looking for great people to come in, be great leaders, and help us build great leaders on our team.
Been an exciting interview. You've certainly shared the passion and the vision and the culture. He is Mr. Christopher Jackson, the Director of Marketing and Branding for College Hunks Hauling Junk and College Hunks Moving. His role is to support franchisee and franchisor marketing activities by managing, developing local and national campaigns. And the website of reference, once again, is collegehunkshaulingjunk.com. Mr. Jackson, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great one.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.